Our start point takes us back to a pub steeped in local history, with the foundations of Ye Olde King's Head dating back to the early 1200s, and the pub itself being built in 1622. It boasts an Elizabethan fireplace and timber recovered from one of Admiral Nelson's battleships. It is said to stand on the site of the first stone-built house in all of Chester. During its refurbishment, a decorative sword was found under the floorboards in room 4 and is kept in a cabinet on the first floor. However, the origins and the owner of the sword remain a mystery to this day. One of the main stories associated with the pub involves a woman who was delivering a car to a buyer in Chester. Picture the scene. It's now New Year's Eve, 1982. Frost is in the air, and the temperature is low as she slowly walks through the threshold. Having booked a room at the King's Head, being assigned room 6. Now, there are two ways of getting to room 6. You can take the main stairway, which is more modern and much wider, or you can take the route less frequently travelled, the smaller, more cramped staircase. This lady chose to use the dimly lit smaller staircase, which was rarely used. By taking this route, it would appear she disturbed something that was, until that point, quite settled. After taking in the evening with some food and drink, she retired to bed. However, she was suddenly awoken at 2 a.m. with an intense feeling that something was not right. The room had gone as cold as outside. She could see her breath exit her mouth. She heard the clock strike 2, and as her eyes grew accustomed to the pitch black, she felt the hair on the back of her neck stand on end. She peered into the darkness. She became aware of a figure sat on the end of her bed. A man dressed head to toe in black, sitting silently watching her with an intense gaze upon his face. At first she felt confused as to how anyone had gotten into her room, and when she challenged the man he said nothing, his dark piercing eyes remaining set upon her face. He made no movement towards her and did not speak. Eventually, after a few minutes, the man just disappeared. The lady stared, transfixed in disbelief, in the place where the phantom had been. When the lady was later interviewed by Parascience, who investigated the matter, the woman said that during the incident she did not feel alarmed, but rather felt a sensation of peace and tranquility. The lady was so in awe of the soothing and comfort atmosphere that she booked in for another night. The current landlord keeps a file of all the incidents reported to him by visitors to his hotel. They all tell of being scared by drawers opening on their own, wardrobe doors banging when no one is around, and children's light footsteps running up and down the corridors. Perhaps the scariest event you may come across happens just after a refreshing cleanse. Put yourself in a guest's place. You've just woken up from a deep sleep, and decide to freshen up in the shower. As you step out to dry yourself, off you look into the mirror to see your reflection, only to find a message written through the condensation, the scrawled writing of, "I'm watching you," appearing before your eyes. How do you think you would react? I'm pretty sure you would get dressed faster than you ever have done in your life. To finish on, the tale of the children is a harrowing love story that ended in tragedy. A family who occupied the pub had two small children, still young with their whole lives in front of them. Unbeknown to them, however, the mother was having an affair with a gentleman who lived above a doll shop across the road. The husband found out about the affair, enraged with madness. He took a devastating turn, and not wanting to lose his family, he drowned himself and his children in the River Dee, leaving only his wife alive, so that every day when she looked out of the window and saw her lover's flat, she would be reminded of the reason for her despair. His tactic worked, as feeling total hopelessness at the situation, she committed suicide to escape the terrible life that he'd left her in. The children can be heard running down the corridors, in excited expectation, coming home to the warm embrace of their mother. Yet sadly, they never do. Now, Let's move on to our next location, keeping our spirits high as we head onwards into the city.